This Shabbat is the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, known as Shabbat Chazon. So I want to flag up a number of points to do with Shabbat Chazon. The first is that, as we've, I think, mentioned already, that the prohibitions against Basar V'Yayin, against eating meat and drinking wine that apply during the 9 days, don't apply this Shabbat. There's no restrictions whatsoever. Even if you don't usually, or you don't every Shabbat have wine with your meal, you want to have wine this Shabbat, then it's absolutely fine. If you don't usually have Fleishik Sudashiship, you decide that's what you want this week, then it's absolutely fine to do so. The only restriction is to make sure that Friday afternoon, when you're preparing for Shabbat, and the schnitzel looks really tasty, and you usually take a little bit just to taste it and give yourself a foretaste of Shabbat, that you're not allowed to do. If you're just tasting it to see if it's spicy enough or salty enough or whatever, so then you can have a little taste. Best to spit it out afterwards, but that you can do. Otherwise, you can't. Now, Friday night, there is a minhag brought down in the Nite Gabriel and practiced in many kihilot that Lechadodi is sung to the Elit Zion tune. And also this notion of using the Tisha B'Av motifs and tunes comes up in two other places as well. The laning at the beginning of Sheni, we have the Pasuk of Eicha Eisa Levadi, which Moshe Rabbeinu said, and because of the association with Eicha, the minhag in many places is to do it in the Eicha tune. And also to finish the laning for the Kohen one pasuk earlier, because if you look in the Chumashim, the Sheni begins with the pasuk of Eicha Eisa Levadi, but we don't like to start laning an aliyah on with a word that has negative connotations, and therefore we stop Rishon pasuk earlier and start Sheni a pasuk earlier, so that the pasuk of Eicha Eisa Levadi becomes the second pasuk. Also, the Haftarah is chanted in the Eicha tune. This is a minhag brought down first by the Rav Yah with regard to Masechet Megillah, brought down by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and the Shari Ephraim, so very well established minhag. The Chazon Ish, though, was against it. The Chazon Ish said, none of these things should be done on Shabbat. You shouldn't sing Chadodi to Elit Zion, you shouldn't lane a Pasuk from the laning in the Eicha tune, you shouldn't do the Haftarah to the Eicha tune, because he was choshesh that this was Aveilut Befar Hesia, this is a public form of mourning, which is prohibited on Shabbat. However, the minhag is not to be concerned about. So the question is, why not? Why isn't this regarded as Aveilut Befar Hesia? So I think the answer is that there's no act of Aveilut here. Aveilut, if we look in the halakha, there's certain things which are acts of Aveilut. Wearing a torn item of clothing, removing one's shoes, sitting on a low chair, chalitzat ha-kateif in the Gemara, uncovering your shoulder and things like that. Those are actions of Aveilut. These are just motifs which remind us of Aveilut, remind us that Tisha B'Av is round the corner, but it's not actual Aveilut itself, and therefore it's permitted on Shabbat. The minhag in our shul and in other shuls as well is that it's only on the Shabbatot before Shavuot and Tisha B'Av that we say Av Harachamim. Some people tend to think, oh, this is just, you know, some strange custom of places where they don't really want to say Av Harachamim so much and like to miss things out. That's actually not the case. This is brought down in the Maharil, that to say Av Harachamim just on these Shabbatot. There are other minhagim. There are minhagim where Av Harachamim is said pretty much every Shabbat, but this is certainly an old minhag going back hundreds of years, just to restrict it to these two Shabbatot, the Shabbat before Shavuot in commemoration of the Crusades, and the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av because of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and it's a time when we remember Kilot HaKodesh throughout history that have been massacred. There is an interesting discussion about wearing Shabbat clothes on this Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Nun Aleph says that on Shabbat Chazon you don't wear big day Shabbat. You can change your undershirt, your vest, But otherwise, you should wear weekday clothes. However, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says that the Vilna Gaon and Reb Yaakov Emden were of the opinion that in actual fact one should wear big day Shabbat again, because otherwise it would be Avilut Befarhesya. The Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting explanation of this machloket, and he says it depends a little bit on time and place. He says the Rama, where he said, who says you don't wear big day Shabbat on Shabbat Chazon, was talking about a context where there wasn't a very significant difference between big day Shabbat and big day Chol. Big day Shabbat was slightly better quality, but otherwise there wasn't much of a difference. Whereas by the time the Vilna Gaon came along, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and more recent generations, then there's a big difference. Nobody wears a strimal during the week, but they wear a strimal on Shabbat. So not to wear your strimal this Shabbat would be Avilut Befarhesya. But if you wear a suit every day of the week, and okay, so on Shabbat you wear your Gucci suit or whatever it is, or your Marks and Spencer suit, whereas during the week you wear a lesser quality suit, so then it's not so noticeable. And why wear big day Shabbat when it's not necessary to? But if you during the week you wear chinos and a polo shirt, but on Shabbat you always wear a white shirt and smart trousers and a jacket, so then to wear your chinos and your polo shirt would be Avilut Befarhesya on Shabbat. So there are different minhagim about that. That's the explanation of the Aruch HaShulchan. Ad Kan.